I'm speaking with Mike Deering, who is Executive Vice President of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, which is one of the members of the Missouri Farmers Care Group in the state of Missouri, where we just had the results come out on the recount of the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment, Amendment 1, and it appears that the original count stands. Is that correct?
It changed slightly, but the original result does stand. Yes, Amendment 1 has passed in the state of Missouri, forever guaranteeing the rights of farmers and ranchers to do just that, farm and ranch.
So tell us exactly about the amendment. What does this mean, and what could this mean for other states, and how does it compare to the state or states, I guess there's one or two, that also have right to farm amendments?
Yeah, North Dakota actually passed it, 2 years ago. And it just puts a layer of protection in the Constitution, the state Constitution, above and beyond statutes in the Constitution that guarantees the rights of farmers and ranchers to feed people, which sounds a little ludicrous, but with organizations like the Humane Society of the United States trying to infringe upon those rights and play Wheel of Fortune with their livelihoods, farmers and ranchers need a little level of certainty that they have that right and they have protection in the Constitution. Really, when you look at amendments like these, in my opinion, it's a lot more about tomorrow than it is about today. It's more about the future and making sure we're losing people in the industry. We have a smaller number of cowboys who are getting, the average age is getting older, and letting young people know that we're with them, consumers support them, producers support them, the industry supports them, and that they have the right in the Constitution to do their business and to be stewards of the land and take care of animals and take care of the ground and crops that they raise.
Well, now, so Missouri being the second state, do you think that we might see more of this in other states?
There's any question about it. I am 110% certain you will see other states attempt to put language in their constitution to do the same thing.
Well, you mentioned how HSUS, and this caused, it seems like, a great deal of confusion as the vote for this amendment was coming up. You had a clear lead for Amendment 1, and then some ads started running in the state that really confused even people in agriculture. They were questioning whether this was good or not. Talk a little bit about that advertising fight that you had.
Yeah, exactly. The Humane Society of the United States, they have a $150 million budget, and they did pour money into the state of Missouri, funding almost entirely the campaign against this amendment on their own dime. And they did their usual course of business, where confusion is the best tactic and scare tactics, and did confuse people. They used two different arguments. One, foreign ownership, and tried to confuse people and tried to make them think the Chinese were coming into Missouri. It's not, I'm laughing, I shouldn't laugh, but it is a ludicrous argument that Chinese are going to come into Missouri and take over our farmland, which is absolutely false and so far out there it's not even worth talking about, but it did confuse some people. We have laws on the books already dealing with foreign ownership, and this constitutional amendment didn't have anything to do with that. In fact, it made me, every time I heard that argument, I thought of that old sitcom, Different Strokes, where what's-his-face said, "What you talking about, Willis?" And that's what I thought about, because it didn't make any sense. It was so far out there, and that's one of the arguments that they used in their television ads. The other argument they used was that it's only going to help big corporations like Monsanto. Well, hello, Monsanto's a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I'm pretty certain that they have a legal team and resources available if anyone tries to, you know, infringe upon their rights. Farmers and ranchers that we represent here at the Missouri Cattlemen's Association do not have those kind of resources. And it's really about family farmers and really about protecting them.
All right, thanks very much. That's Mike Deering, Executive Vice President of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.